The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we leave the rest of the political stuff behind for the most part. I mean, every now and then we'll mention something here or there, but concerns our world as being, affects our endeavors in the outdoors. But in general, you're here for an escape from all that other stuff swirling around, especially with the run-up to the presidential election. I will say this, however. I think it's important for people to be registered and to vote in this election. It may be the most important vote of your lifetime. So consider that. Look at the issues, look at the candidates, and then vote what your heart tells you to do. How about that? So here we are, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are giving away a striped bass surface lure package, poppers and floppers and all kinds of stuff that you heard Tim Sherman last week, Tackle Box Tim, tell us about from High Tide Lures, and a beautiful CVA 50 caliber Optima V2 muzzleloader. Yes, indeed. Beautiful muzzleloader, camo finish, Realtree Xscape camo finish, nitride barrel, and that means that, you know, they do everything they can to make sure that the barrel wears a long, long time. And it's a stainless, but it's a black finish on it called nitride. And I think that you all, whoever would win one of these, will really enjoy shooting it. So you're going to have to put your own optics on it. It did not come with a scope this year. So, and that's fine. We're not going to fight CVA for what they want to supply us with. So we just are grateful for them being able to supply us with three muzzleloaders, September, October, and November. And as we go along, there might even be a bonus along the way somewhere. We'll see. We'll see how that all goes. So, 410 WCBM 680. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and your phone number with our producer, Aaron. He'll be screening your call. And first name, last name, phone number. Say it carefully so we write it down carefully. If we get in touch with you, if you're the winner, want to be able to do that. How about that? So, I'm assuming that our fishing tackle winner from last week has received his package from Tim. I know they communicated, so that's how it happens. If you're close, if you win and you're in the Baltimore area, Tim will deliver the package. If you win the muzzleloader, just about anywhere in Maryland, I'll be delivering that muzzleloader to you. So how about that? What do you say, dog? Hey, you want to lay down? Huh? Jolene, that's our doggie's name. She's a 40-pound Bernedoodle, Bernese Mountain Dog crossed with a poodle. Supposed to be a mini, aren't you? You big 40-pound lapis. That's what you are, yeah. Sitting up here with me, enjoying the show. You want to talk to people? You want to talk to people? There, right there. There's a microphone. Do you want to say something? Oh, stage fright, huh? Okay, all right, well, that's okay. Now, she's right here in front of the microphone, but she's not going to talk to you. She's just shy. Aren't you, girl? Yeah, you got a nice haircut this week. Yeah, so the other one, little Jinx over there, she's asleep. Where's Gabby? Gabby's asleep. So, yeah, both of them all cleaned up and cut up. Got your toenails trimmed. Yeah, got everything else trimmed too, didn't you? Yeah. So, anyway, here we are. This week was interesting. I went to see a lot of sponsors and potential sponsors. We did We did. We're able to secure a new sponsor for the Outdoors and Radio Show in Cambridge, Maryland. And I apologize in advance for wheezing. The company is Chesapeake Seed and Feed, and they are located a quarter mile off Route 50 on Cedar Street. We'll tell you more information about that in a second break. But if you're a hunter, you want to get familiar with these folks, that's for sure. Seed and Feed, if that tells you anything. Yep, deer corn, deer supplements. They have apple cracker, tecamati, all the seed for your finest food plots. But they also carry 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders, which have up to 1,000-pound capacity, the capsule brand feeders, and Moultrie feeders. So, you know, all that, you might want to check them out. And we'll tell you, we'll give you all the details here, like I said, during the second break. So, talk to Brent Spurry last week. Everything's cool there. And where was I yesterday? Clyde Sports Shop. Stopped by Clyde Sports Shop and restocked them with a brand new record book, the second edition of the Maryland Outdoor Records, Maryland Bucks, Bears, and Stags records for white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer. And that's available at Clyde's. If you stop by there, you can pick up your copy of Maryland's Finest. It's really a tremendous record of the big game that's been taken here in Maryland. Coming up this weekend, tomorrow, we've got the Connors Project. That's the 7th annual sporting clay shoot at Pintail Point. The benefit is for the Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. Why is it called Connors Project? Well, Connor was a drowning victim. He is a grandson of well-known fisherman, crabber, entrepreneur, Rennie Gay, here in Easton. And he's put on the sporting clays. Individual shooter, $125. A four-man team is $500. And it comes with crabs, hot dogs, hamburgers, beer, soda, and water included, and music, too. So the Crab Feast tickets are just $50. If you want to shoot, it's another $75. But everything benefits the swimming programs here in the 5 youth centers to teach kids to swim at the Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. What a great way to give back. What a great way to give back. Yes, indeed. Rennie has some good sponsors on that. And then Monday, the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center is going to be sponsoring the Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament. That's the top rockfish wrangler, $1,000 prize. And if you'd like to go, the entry fee for the fishing contest and the crab feast is $225. You leave from Fisherman's Crab Deck at 6 a.m., 3032 Kenton Arrows Way, south in Graysonville. And you'll get on board a boat with a charter boat captain. And it looks like I'll be fishing with the fellow, Mark, the fellow that first contacted me about that. Leave at 6 a.m., come back around noon or so. 12:30 is happy hour, 1:30 to 3:30 is the crab feast. So I think you'll be, I think you'll have a great time, good location too. All of that benefits the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center there in Graysonville. And we had Noel and some folks on, and Mark last week talking about that great event, and it's a worthy cause. So we like to support worthy causes. We sure do. So there you go. Let me look at these texts. I got 4 or 5 of them there. You heard them come in. Let's see who's on the line. Hold on here. Let's see. Trying to get to my text. All right. There we go. John. Nope. Peter in Hampstead, then Doug in Westminster, then John in North Carolina. Good morning, Peter. How are you this morning?
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, no, a whole lot. Just working this morning. Got you on the radio.
Sure. Well, appreciate that.
I put myself in for that CVA. I'm excited about this hunting season. Seems like it's cooling off quite a bit. Hopefully it sticks around.
I like that. I sure do. I like that. So we are getting some reports of people finding some deer that have succumbed to EHD. A couple places here on the shore. Phil actually sent me a picture. He said 2 trail cam pictures taken 30 seconds apart. In the first trail cam picture, there's, I think, 5 does feeding on the corn pile, you know, with the camera focused on the corn pile. And you see a buck's head entering the picture. Not a big buck, like a 4-point or something like that, in the next frame, the buck is laying next to the corn pile dead.
Wow.
That quick.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's just a handful that I've
heard about. One fellow called me with a picture of a beautiful velvet 11-point that succumbed. Another fellow put on social media that, you know, this is a shame. 20 yards from your stand, there's a nice buck laying there that obviously had been there for a while. And
is that chronic waste disease? Is that what that
no,
is?
Sir. No, sir. There's a difference. Here's the situation. People in Maryland get those two mixed up. Chronic wasting disease is a brain disease. It's passed from deer to deer.
Right.
EHD, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, occurs when deer are bitten by a little tiny midge. A little tiny midge. You probably get 100 of them on a dime. Okay? It's just like a mosquito. When they bite the deer, they inject the EHD virus, and it immediately begins to raise the deer's internal temperature. They get a fever. It also immediately begins to break down the internal organs. Now, some deer can possibly, survive that. And if you find a deer that may have if you shoot a deer that may have a swollen face or the hooves have sloughed off, that's a survivor of EHD. CWD is always fatal. All right?
Right.
So the deer, because of the high temperature, they're driven to try and cool themselves off. That's why you find them in creek bottoms. That's why you find them floating in people's ponds and things like that. They go to water to try and cool their internal temperature down and take care of the fever. And oftentimes they don't make it back out. So it's a very quick-acting virus, and it doesn't matter how big or how small the deer is. You know, I mean, the biggest giant 200-inch buck can succumb to EHD just as easily as a year-and-a-half-old doe. So.
Wow, I've never heard of that before.
Well, all you got to do is Google EHD or go to your search bar and Google EHD. You can find an article that was written by Jonathan Trudeau, who's with DNR. He's the mammal project leader up in Western Maryland. He wrote an article on it in the summer issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And that is on the MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com website, which is our publication. It's in the archive section for the summer issue. So you'll have to go to the archive or past issues or whatever it might be, and you can read that entire article. I should probably print it out. But if anybody would like to learn more about that, I'll be more than glad to send them that article. And all you got to do is email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll take a copy of the PDF that actually what we used to publish in the magazine and send it to you with that article. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yep. CWD is the same as mad cow disease.
Right.
It's also called scrapie in sheep. And it can be transmitted to humans, but it's very, very difficult to transmit it to humans. Deer transmit it to each other when they're all feeding on a bait pile or something like that. They transmit it through their saliva.
So CWD, how about this?
CWD does not transmit from deer to deer. Each individual deer must be bitten by a midge.
Now, how about the, does that contaminate the deer meat, or what is...
They're allowing you to process it. They're not saying don't process it. The CWD is primarily in the brain and the spinal fluid.
Right.
So the deer processors from Western Maryland through Baltimore County are all certified by DNR to handle a CWD deer carefully. The only county that's not included in that is Montgomery counties, Montgomery and Howard. They're excluded. There have been no cases in those counties. EHD? Probably wouldn't eat one. So what I'm saying is if you find one of these animals... And there's some caution there because they're not really sure. If you shoot a deer that you can tell its face has been swollen and its hooves are sloughing off, I'm not talking about curved up like, you know, like elf shoes. I'm talking about sloughing off or split. There's a potential there that that deer may have survived EHD. It's not that commonplace. It is commonplace when we have a wet spring and a dry summer, which we did. But we got some rain late. So these midges are like mosquitoes. You know, the mosquito spawns, lays its eggs in water. The larvae hatch out of the water, become the adults. Midge is the same thing. If you see a close-up of one of these little tiny midges or no see them, they look like a mosquito with a big old swollen belly full of blood.
Huh.
How about that?
Yeah, very interesting. I'm down here at Johns Hopkins University right now delivering some glass for a building that they have.
Yeah.
I just saw a coyote as we were talking run across the grass down here in the middle of the city.
Not a surprise.
That's amazing. Those critters can live anywhere.
Somebody about 5 or 6 years ago sent me a picture of one down at the harbor. It was crouched underneath a dock down there.
Huh.
So, yep, they're everywhere, man. They're everywhere. So, listen,
all
Pete,
right,
thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, I better get back to work. Anyway, good talking with you, and hopefully I get lucky with that. With that muzzleloader drawing, I shoot a white muzzleloader, the White Technologies.
I'm sure I'm aware of that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've had that thing for 30 years.
Yep.
And it's still very accurate, but my eyes aren't doing as well as they used to. So I need to mount a scope on it. I have
get a better scope. Yeah, yeah.
A peep sight on it, and I don't really get too far shots anyway, but
right,
yeah, I'd like to get a new one anyway.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
You have a great morning.
You do too, sir. Thank you. So right before we went on the air, my buddy Bruce texted me and said I'm going out this morning, and he just sent me a picture. He found 2 4-points so far on his farm afflicted with EHD. One of them died out in the middle of the field, and he only sent me the one picture, so I don't know. So, yeah, it's here. There's no question, and that's a shame. Let's talk to Doug in Westminster. Good morning, Doug. Thanks for holding.
Hi, sir. Yeah, I was listening to that EHD. That's messed up.
Uh-huh. It's been around for 20-some years. There's no question.
Oh, has it? I never heard of it.
Yeah, we've had probably... It depends on the area. You know, some areas get hit really hard. Like 4 or 5 years ago, Southern Maryland got hit hard. Last year, it was the Lower Eastern Shore, and then some up in the Mid-Shore. Year before that, it was the Mid-Shore. Queen Anne's, Kent, Talbot County. Depends on the weather that kind of year. The way the weather worked that kind of year. You know, like
right,
I said, wet spring, dry summer.
Right. How long does the velvet last until that, you know, when does that start to drop off now?
That'll be any time now. That'll be any time. Usually about mid-September, it's all gone.
Yeah, because I've been seeing them on the camera with it.
Yeah. I'll bet you next week you'll see them all in hard horn.
Okay.
The velvet...
Go ahead.
The velvet is an antler covering that protects the soft tissue as it grows. You know, those antlers are not hard when they come out of the head. It's kind of a spongy, soft tissue. It's fed by three main blood vessels that flow up out of the antlers as they continue to grow. And they're still spongy, like even at the tips, in August, even though the rest of the antlers appear they might be hardening. But the velvet starts to strip off when the testosterone level rises in the deer in preparation for the breeding season, which is anywhere from mid-October to, it can be February, March, depending on the deer. But, the velvet, as that testosterone level rises, those antlers harden, the blood vessels dry up, and the velvet strips off.
Yeah, because it's interesting. You know, I've been seeing them, so I'd like to one year get one, you know.
Cause sure.
And mount them, because he's taken mount them and still had the velvet on.
No, that's correct. That's correct. They can. It's usually there's some kind of a special treatment they use to keep the velvet in place. But, yeah. Yep. Some of them are freeze-dried. Some of them are treated chemically. Your taxidermist would know what to do with that for the most part.
Anything on rock fishing around, like, the Bay Bridge? Any good news down there with rock fishing?
It, as always, mouth of Tapsco to the Bay Bridge, live lining at the pilings and that type of thing. They're not moving too much.
Not moving too much then?
Not too much, no.
It's probably too warm still.
It's been very warm. Water temperatures in the 80s.
Yeah, 80s or late upper 70s.
Yeah, very warm. I'll let you know after Monday how we do.
So you'll be on there. See, I talked to you a few years ago. I fixed tractor trailers on the road.
Right.
On the road suspect. So I was out on a job, and I said, let me see if I can get 680 by my house. I can't pick it up. So
you need to put the app on your phone. Put the WCBM app on your phone, and you can get it anywhere you want.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah, because it's a newer phone. Last year, I haven't had a chance. But I fixed his truck, so I wanted to follow him to his destination. I said, "Well, I'll just try to get you." But look, thanks for that info about the rock. Because I was going to take the boat out, but I like to just go out and fish. You know?
Plenty of them out there.
Right. But I put my name in for that rifle, so maybe I'll get it.
Okay, very good.
You know? And thank you for what you do, because you're very interesting.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Doug. Been doing it 36 years.
Oh, geez, I've been doing this on my own for 30, so, you know.
Well, there you go.
Seven days, 24 hours. I may not work all the time, but I'm available all the time, you know?
Sure, I got you.
Yeah. But, well, maybe I'll see you with that CVA. Maybe you'll be...
I hope so. Good luck to you.
Right. Well, thank you, sir, and good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Doug.
Okay, bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye. John, I'm going to ask you if you don't mind to hold on, and I know you want to get in the contest, and I'd love to talk to you, so just please hang on there a little bit. We got a little short break to do here, and we'll get right back to you. So I mentioned Clyde Sports Shop the other day. I did look at their CVA rifles there, and they've got the Optima, and they've got the Scout in 45-70 if you're looking for a center fire. Straight wall cartridge, they've got that as well. And they've got the Acura and a couple other ones in there too, so you might want to check that out going up to the season. Of course, if you're still fishing, when a lot of folks are, well, Clyde's has everything you need for fishing, for crabbing, for hunting, full line Browning dealer, handguns for home protection, bait, that's a big part of their business is live bait, frozen bait for fishing and crabbing. And then all the accessories, you know, the weights, the lures. And I said to Mike yesterday, I said, man, shame you don't get those wooden bobbers in here anymore. He goes, yeah, there's one guy that makes them, and we can't get them from him, so we don't know what happened to him. So, you know, the big old wooden bobbers that you cast a mile, you know, well, they're not available right now anymore. But at least, you know, they're trying, that's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Just off Beltway exit number 9. Now, the exit says Lansdowne. The zip code says Halethorpe. So take your pick. Flip a coin. They're still at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. The website's been updated. You should take a look at it because it is very nice. ClydeSportShop.com. Clyde's Sport Shop Aaron will look it up. He'll tell you. He'll tell everybody how it is. So, Clyde Sports Shop, great sponsor. Good people, no question. You know, this little bit of cool weather has got to have you thinking. You know, I got to do something about my heat bill. My electric bill's through the roof. You know, and my fuel bill's through the roof. I got to do something. How about pellet? How about wood? How about something like that? Well, the place to explore that option is Backyard Billy's in Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry a lot of fireplace inserts for pellet, for wood. They carry the freestanding wood stoves in three or four different brands, the freestanding pellet stoves. And they also carry the pellets, too. If you need a bag, they got it. If you need a pallet, they've got it. They can deliver it, too. Or you can pick it up. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's has just the right brands at the right price. I'll tell you that. So if you're looking for any kind of supplemental or even, you know, primary heat, if there's you build an addition or you got a shed or a garage you want to heat, why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? BackyardBillys.com is the website. Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number there is 410-242. I'm sorry, I'm giving you Clyde's number. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. They're located on Drummer Drive, just off of Route 50, at exit 44B, coming from the bridge, or off Route 18 if you're coming up through Graysonville. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Oops, I was drinking some coffee. Hey, you know Dorchester County? Dorchester County, that's the beating heart of sick of deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their sika and whitetail deer properties. Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or even the pallet. I was there yesterday, so I'm loading a pallet on a pickup truck for a sika deer hunter down in the lower part of the county. It was interesting. Deer supplements featuring apple cracker blocks and Tecumseh products. All the seed you need for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds. These are beautiful wood blinds. You'll like the looks of them, and they have them on the lot. HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn. Capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. If you need a battery, if you need a, you know, if you need a predator guard, they've got all the accessories for your Moultrie feeder. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. They're located a quarter mile off of 50, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. The website is Chesapeake Seed and Feed, all spelled out. .com. Chesapeake Seed and Feed. You'll be glad you did.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
There you go. All right, let's talk to John, North Carolina. Hello, Brother John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Got your name in the drawing, do you?
Oh, are you kidding me? First weekend of September, of course I'm in.
You'll yeah, of course.
Next month and the month after.
That's right. Yeah, by the way, you only have to enter once for the week. Okay. But we'd love to hear from you no matter what.
I'll call anyway.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, man.
You know,
you're all ready for hunting season?
Yes. Well, I'm not zero. My muzzle loader is not. I didn't check zero yet.
Yeah.
And, as a matter of fact, I haven't checked the zero on any of the rifles I'm going to use
right.
yet. It's been, you know, until this week, it was hot and sweaty.
Yeah, no kidding.
I went out a couple of times in June or July, and the sweat is literally dripping off me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep it off my notebook because I keep notes
sure.
while I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to get it on the rifle because, you know, it's salty.
Yeah, exactly.
So I really haven't been shooting for probably 7-8 weeks, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I've got.
I'd love to get the Cerakote muzzleloader. It's even nicer than the stainless one I have now.
Exactly. Did you win before? I can't remember.
I did.
That's what I thought.
I won an Optima, and
yeah.
it's stainless. It's,
yep. They're a nice gun, man. There's no question about CVA.
They're
yes,
just
very
easy. I used to have a Thompson 7 Black Diamond,
right.
which was also really, really nice.
Yep.
But, boy, it was a pain in the neck to clean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, you're fighting the spring the whole time.
I just had I went to my buddy up at Tuckahoe Gunworks. Doug put a new front sight on my Getz custom muzzle loader for the primitive season. I the old eyes just couldn't pick up that little tiny bead anymore. You know, I shot one last year, shot a Sitka hind last year with it. Fortunately, she came out, you know, in plenty of time, and I was able to make the shot. But I said, you know, look, these old, I love this muzzleloader. I mean, I've got some of the old Renegades and Hawkins and that type of thing. But this gun was custom made by the Getz Barrel Company, limited edition. I think it's number 28. So,
wow.
You know, it's, but, you know, they were kind of looking it over at the gun shop. They'd never seen anything like that. I said, no, and you're not going to see very many of them. So. But it's percussion cap, number 11 cap, and...
How's reliability?
Excellent.
Really?
Excellent.
Must be really well shielded or made or something.
Oh, I've taken...
They are tiny little things.
What's that?
Your number 11 cap, they're tiny little things.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could find more Dynamite Noble number 11 caps. You know, if anybody's quit hunting and they run across a box of Dynamite Noble. It's in the red and yellow and steel little round circular container. I would love to talk to you about getting those because those are great. I mean, you know, I've shot every other things with it, but the Dynamite Noble is. I've kept them now for 40 years and goes off every time. So I'm happy with that. But
yeah, naturally, my CVA's got 209, and
yeah,
I can tell you, I have shot. I guess about 400 rounds of
right
among three muzzleloaders I've owned, and I have never had a 209 fail.
Right,
I've had my aim fail.
Well, of course, yeah.
But
got a question?
An older 4-power scope on it because I know I'm not going to shoot real far with a muzzleloader.
No,
and my eyes haven't been good enough for iron sights in a long, long time.
Yeah, I found the scope when I went through my. I was transferring the stuff out of the flooded storage unit. Roof leaked, back end leaked, and it was stuff that was towards the back of it. And I threw away 7 garbage bags full of stuff from, you know, from my old house. But we were sifting through it. There were some electronics in there. There were some recorders. There was an old phone. But I found a Leopold, I think it's a 1.5 to 4.5, and a Leopold scope, and I found a box of Weatherby, 257 Weatherby Magnum ammo.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, well, the stuff got all wet, so I packed up the Leopold and sent it. They refurbished it, sent it back. Looks great. The ammo... It was pretty corroded, but again, I went to the gun shop I mentioned earlier, and I said, can we do anything with these? And Doug said, yeah, I think we could put them in the tumbler and shine them up a little bit for you. I said, would you do that? And they said, sure. So they put them in a tumbler with some dry media and medium, and they shined up pretty good. He said, go ahead and shoot them. They'll be fine. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, so I saved $100 on a box of ammo and salvaged that scope, which is, you know, it was a good one. It was a V3 or something.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot better than a Leopold.
No.
That magnification is just perfect for a muzzleloader.
Yep. I recently purchased a Hawk. I don't know which gun I'm putting that on. I have 2 .308s, and neither one of them have a scope on it. And of course, to shoot that, you're going to need a scope. So I purchased a Hawk. I haven't mounted it yet. It might go on the CVA. It might go on the Franke. I'm not sure. But we'll see.
Changing topics, have you looked at the price of Blackhorn 209 this year?
I have. It's, what,
oh,
$95, something like that? Yeah.
I've got a whole... 10-ounce bottle. I see they reduced it to 8 ounces now, but
right.
I've got a whole bottle yet to go. If I ever go through that, I'm probably going to go back to 777.
Well, you might, you know.
777's running about $35 a pound, and I see the Blackhorn just online, because locally we don't really have a lot to shop.
Yeah.
I'm in a small town.
You know, yeah. If you do go to, who makes it? They make all the powder now.
Hodgkin?
Hodgdon's, yes. If you go to their website, you can buy it through their website, too. I don't think you're going to save anything, but, you know, they just put a 10% sale on last weekend. So.
Huh. I'll have to look at that.
And check out CVA website, too. They've got some sales on that stuff, too.
You know, CVA has really come a long way in the last
No question.
Yeah. My first one was a black, I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
But it was designed very similar to the TC.
Sure.
And
I have one. I have one that was my father. Go ahead.
A friend of mine still has it. I gave it to a friend. He gave it to another friend.
Yeah. I have a CVA flintlock that was my first father-in-law's flintlock, and it wasn't very good at that time. I took it to a gunsmith and had the barrel done in what's called plum brown, and had a few things done to it, but I haven't shot it. You know, it's been 30 some years since he's been going, 35 maybe, almost no, maybe 40 years. But
wow,
yeah, and I haven't shot it. It's a 45 caliber. Everything I have is 50 or 54. So, but it's a flintlock, so it's an easy one to put on the wall. So,
yeah.
You know. So, all right, John. Listen, I gotta let you go. Got some more callers lined up here. So, thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day. Good luck to you.
You also, and thank you very much.
You got it. Bye-bye. Vincent in Maryland, thanks for holding on. Good morning, Vincent. Hello, Vincent. Let's go to Robert in Dundalk. Call back, Vincent. Good morning, Robert. How are you this morning, buddy?
Hey, good morning. I guess Vincent couldn't hold on.
No, I guess not.
I just calling to enter the contest, that's all.
Okay. Well, thanks for holding on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a great season.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. And Chris in West Virginia. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Hey, great, Alan. How are you, buddy?
Doing good. What's going on?
Ah, good. Glad to hear it. Not much. Gosh, I'm getting pretty excited. I've got 2 8-points on trail cameras and 2 6-points.
Nice.
Very excited about that, and for the first time, this is the first year since I've had this property for, I guess, 9 years, lived here full-time, 3 years now.
Yeah.
Finally starting to see some turkeys, so
I'm really
excited about that.
Good, good. I've only hunted West Virginia once. I said I've only hunted West Virginia one time. Years and years ago. Drove down to Thomas and Davis. There was some public land there, and it was first day of deer season. And just as I pulled, I think I was in my van at the time, just as I pulled my van off the road, saw a deer out in the field, and it was just about light, you know. Pulled the van off the road, that's where I was going to park, and I looked up in the field, and there was a deer. Some guy pulls in front of me, jumps out, shoots a deer, and I'm done. I'm like, thank you so much. I mean, right in front of me, the guy pulls over his car, jumps out. I don't know if his gun was loaded or not. I sure think it was. And he pulls the trigger on a deer, wound up it was a 7-point, which I'd have been happy with back in that, you know, that era, that's for sure. So, I went in the woods. I picked a spot, never having been there before, picked a likely-looking deer spot. And the second memory I have of that spot being there a day was I got to see a bobcat for the first time in my life. So,
oh, really?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, that is neat.
So
I saw one out in Montana, out there elk hunting.
Uh-huh.
I've got a couple on camera around here.
Right.
And I've had traps out, but haven't trapped any yet.
Yeah, not allowed to take them in Maryland, so.
No.
No,
I think you're allowed to have one in West Virginia, one or two in West Virginia.
Yeah, you're allowed to trap them in Pennsylvania, but it's a very, very limited amount on that. So,
yeah.
So, they're cool to see, no question. So.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
All right, buddy. Well, you're in the contest.
All right. Well, let me say hi to my buddy Teddy, and you have a great weekend, Alan, and talk to you soon.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yep.
Good luck
to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Vincent, for calling back. Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Vincent. Hey, I'm wanting to enter the contest.
All right. You're in.
All right, that's good. I appreciate it. I'm getting ready to go to work.
Oh, man, well, yeah, another four-letter word, right?
Yeah, I got to get out of Washington, D.C. with an oversized load. The crane's got to pick it up and put it on a roof.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Well, drive carefully. You going down 270?
Now I'm going to run down 95 to 495 to 50 to 395.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I don't envy you today.
Yeah, this load, it's just wild to be behind the wheel of it.
Well, be careful out there. Let's hope it doesn't rain today for you. So.
Yeah, I hope it don't, because the crane won't lift it. I hope that don't happen.
You're right about that. Good grief.
Yeah, they don't work in the rain, them crane operators. They'll shut it down because of safety.
Exactly. Sure, yeah. No question.
So I don't want that to happen. You're right about that.
Yep. Well, you're in the contest, man. Thank you for calling.
I thank you. And I listen to you all the time, man. You got a lot of interesting things to say. Yeah, I learned a lot by listening to this program.
Well, keep listening. I'm talking about chiggers next hour.
Yep, I appreciate it. Have a great day here.
You do the same. Thanks for calling back.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye. All right, you know, Spurry's Tire Service, I mentioned I stopped by to see. I drive by there just about every day. It's on my main route to, you know, the big box store and the bank and a couple other places where we travel around town. You can't miss it if you travel in Easton at all. It's right at the corner of Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, and that's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. I ought to change that to Firestone and Bridgestone. I think they probably sell more Firestones than they do Bridgestone. But either way, they also have all the others, Michelin and so forth. Now, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. I drove by there yesterday. There were at least a dozen pickup trucks. There was, get this, there was a street sweeper they were changing tires on. You imagine. Anything and everything. That gives you an idea of what they do. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, from your garden tractor and your lawnmower to your wheelbarrow to the biggest piece of farm machinery and farm tractors you can imagine. If you own any kind of trailer, boat trailer, utility trailer, you get it, or any type of ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that old dreaded check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service has, and more, like their farm service and everything else, has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, including our families, satisfied for well over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton. That phone number, 410-822-7384. I know I said it, but it bears repeating. No appointment needed for tires. If they have them, you'll get them. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 822-7384, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. The Donna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, folks, there's plenty of time to get a deal on some backyard furniture at Backyard Billy's. But keep in mind, they have chicken coops, they have dog kennels, they have gym sets. You know, some great gift for the grandkids would be one of those gym sets sitting out there. They've got the all the tables and chairs that we talked about before, the Adirondack chairs, and all of that stuff fills a lot, no question about that. But the other stuff that they sell is great. Barbecue grills, fireplace inserts, the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. You name it, this place is a destination. It's a destination. So why not check it out? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the heat end of it. Backyard Billy's is the furniture end of it and all that other stuff I talked about. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500, open 7 days a week. They're on Drummer Drive, Route 50, exit 44B, or just come in through Graysonville. You'll find them real convenient. And you'll go buy them if you're coming. You know, if you're coming from the bridge, you'll go by that big, giant yard full of that stuff that I mentioned, all the furniture. You'll see it sitting out there. Your backyard is going to look just great. Well, there we are. There's the music. I can't believe we've gotten to the end of the first hour. Thank you all for calling and getting in the contest. Yeah, we're going to talk about chiggers. There's a reason I'm going to talk about chiggers. See if you can guess what it is during the break. Let's just put it this way. I didn't take my own advice last Saturday. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you in a few.